This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Was the Isra wal Mi'raj physical or was it just a dream? The angel Jibreel alayhi salam came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam in Mecca when he was resting by the Kaaba in order to inform him one day that he would be taken at night from Mecca all the way to Quds, to Palestine, to Jerusalem in order to fulfill the night journey and ascension to heaven. He would be ascended to heaven from Masjid al-Aqsa. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam reported these events the next day to his companion Abu Bakr, as well as many of the other companions at his time. To the extent that the number of reports that tell us about this night journey and ascension to the heavens, where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was given the legislation of prayer, where he was given the revelation of the last verses of Surah Al-Baqarah, how important it was through so many narrations where it's impossible for us to ever think that it was anything except a physical event that took him from Masjid al-Haram all the way to Masjid al-Aqsa. To the extent that some of the Quraysh, they asked some of the companions, did the Prophet ﷺ do this? And the Prophet ﷺ came in front of them and they said to him, describe to us what Palestine looks like. What does Jerusalem look like? And the Prophet ﷺ said that it has such and such buildings. And he started to describe Jerusalem to those people. They said that if we were in Jerusalem and we visited again, it was as the Prophet ﷺ described. Meaning physically, the Prophet ﷺ went on this journey and it wasn't just a dream.